In Mr. Flood's opinion, the closure was due to an accumulation of difficulties, any one of which the company would have surmounted. Ronig treacle has always been of commercial or low-grade quality, and when they struck high-grade treacle when boring for bitumen in the West Indies, the price of the Manx product had to come down. The government lent money on the condition that the company produced, from distilled treacle, a liqueur named Manx Mist, which would advertise the island. A lot of money was spent on production, and the liqueur was widely advertised for making Manx coffee. But the locals, instead of using cream, used buttermilk, which gave it an odd taste, although, as they said, it was a lot cheaper. And gradually it disappeared from the market. An interesting point is that a law passed at that time is still in existence, making it an offence to distill spirit privately from raw treacle. This was necessary, as the miners were selling their homemade poteen in Manx mist bottles to unsuspecting tourists. The government also lent money towards a scheme for converting the manager's house into a first-class hotel to catch the passing carriage trade. But this also became a loser, probably because the road had not yet been made up. Then the company tried to introduce a refinery to convert treacle into high-grade syrup, but bumped into the conservation people, who had it stopped owing to the dangers of pollution and the seabirds becoming treacled up. This combination of circumstances brought the company to the brink, and in June 1902 they held a meeting to decide on future policy. It was one of the hottest Junes for decades, day after day of unclouded sunshine, and by the 12th the waste treacle inherent in the slag became unstable and started to run downhill. By 4 o'clock it had reached a row of miners' cottages named Mafeking Terrace. It burst in through the back doors and downstairs windows, trapping Mr. Flood's aunt, Mrs. Dora Flood, who was taking a bath in the kitchen of number 3. At this point, however, it is my duty to report that sadly, insular industrial archaeology suffered a severe blow by the loss of the documented conclusion to this very important piece of Southside history. But it is of some comfort to report that Dora Flood did survive the Mafeking Terrace disaster and emigrated to the United States in America, where in Monterey, California, she opened a charitable haven for lonely seamen known as the Bear Flag Restaurant, graphically documented by American historian John Steinbeck, who also published a fascinating and revealing monograph on Cancer Paguris Marinal Insularis, the Manx crab. Well known to us all.
The late Jeff Crennan and that wonderful story of the Ronig treacle mines. Well, we've got some more stories coming your way during the course of Bernie's programme this afternoon.
This is Terry Kringle. Our steam railway is now part and parcel of the island's image as a holiday destination. But it was built in the first place in the Victorian age of steam as a purpose-built public transport system intended to serve the whole island. And its birth, 129 years ago, was not an easy one. In fact, there was an element of Keystone Cop-style comedy about the first trips on the Iron Road from Douglas to Peel, as I will be telling in Kringle's Museum piece on Manx Radio AM this coming Sunday, March the 17th. Transmission times just before 8:30 a.m., just after 11 a.m., at 3:30 p.m., and at 10:30 p.m. That's Kringle's Museum piece this coming Sunday on Manx Radio AM 1368 and worldwide at manxradio.com.
Well, some of them you've heard, some you haven't, and you will hear Terry during the course of Bernie's programme. The musical memories with Bernie Quayle follows after the 3 o'clock news, and today, of course, as it is St. Patrick's Day, he'll have a spot of Irish for you during the course of the programme. We heard mention...